you can transform your life through the Most Holy Rosary and obtain the promises it offers. Well, coming up on October 2nd is the 15th annual Rosary Bowl Northwest. It is happening in Salem. But did you know that here in Portland, there is a group that welcomes all of us to join them in praying together the Rosary? Founded by the Dominican Friars, the Rosary Center serves as the local headquarters of the Global Rosary Confraternity, providing resources to help the faithful grow in the love of our Lord, the Blessed Mother, and the Catholic Church. Joining me today to share more is Father Peter Doe. He is the prior at Holy Rosary Church in Portland and the director of the Rosary Center. Good morning, Father Peter. Thank you so much for joining the Morning Blend today.
Good morning, Brenda.
Well, first, tell our listeners who are not familiar with the Rosary Center, what is the purpose of having a center here in Portland?
The purpose is to encourage all of our Rosary Confraternity members to pray the Rosary. But our mission is also to preach the gospel of our Lord Jesus and to help everyone to experience a conversion in their life and to experience what it is to follow our Lord Jesus, especially through the promotion of the Rosary and devotion to our Blessed Virgin Mother, Mary. And so that's one of the missions that we have at the Rosary Center.
Father Peter, for yourself and your own vocation, did praying the Rosary play a part in your kind of turning towards the Dominicans?
I would say so, but in a way I didn't know. I learned to pray the Rosary before I knew about the Dominicans. I didn't know that the Dominicans had that special devotion to the Rosary and its mission to spread devotion to the Rosary. I remember when I was in high school and I went down to Eugene, Oregon for a summer camp, that was where I started praying the Rosary by myself. And I think Our Lady really did help me to grow in my faith at that time. I'd just been confirmed, and so it really did, I think in a general way, transform my life. But I didn't know how much it would influence me later in life to discover the Dominicans.
Father Peter Doe is joining us today. He is the director of the Rosary Center here in Portland. Well, as part of the Rosary Center, maybe the larger global umbrella, is the Rosary Confraternity. Tell us a little bit more about that.
So the Rosary Confraternity is, at least here in Portland, it's the heart and soul of our Rosary Center. We consider ourselves as advocates for those who are members of this confraternity. And for those who are not too familiar, the confraternity is a spiritual association of the Catholic Church, and it's under the care and guidance of the Dominican Order, and the members honor the Blessed Virgin Mary and place themselves under her protection by praying the Rosary. And so we, as Dominicans, have been preaching the Rosary ever since the time of St. Dominic, who by tradition has it that Our Lady gave to him the Rosary. But the Rosary Confraternity itself didn't start growing until the 15th century. And so under the influence of Blessed Alan de la Roche, the confraternity really grew from there, and I think there are like over a million members in the confraternity throughout the world this day. Those who have been praying the Rosary, we usually encourage them to enroll in the confraternity, and what that means is that when they enroll in this spiritual association, they commit to praying 15 mysteries of the Rosary each week. And so that's what they would be committed to.
Father Peter Doe is joining the Morning Blend as we begin to prepare for the 15th annual Rosary Bowl. Father Peter is joining us today to talk more about the work of the Rosary Center and of the Rosary Confraternity. Father Peter, often on the Morning Blend, we talk about the promises of the rosary and those things that we will receive and be delivered from in praying that. Things like deliverance from vices, special graces from Our Lady. But I think many people want to actually kind of understand better is that how is it that praying, well, these simple prayers just in rote, you know, groups of decades, how does that transform our lives and allow us to obtain the promises that our Blessed Virgin Mary offers us?
That's a good question. I think for a lot of people, when they think of the rosary, they tend to associate it as a vocal prayer where we pray lots of our Fathers and Hail Marys. But the rosary is also a mental prayer. And as a mental prayer, we're invited to meditate on the life of our Lord Jesus, his life, death, and resurrection. And so when we meditate and contemplate this mystery of Christ's life, we enter into the mysteries and the graces that are contained in these mysteries. And when we meditate on them, our Lord Jesus, through Mary, assists us to live the gospel. And so we gain the guidance of the Mother of God, and we gain the graces that our Lord Jesus himself desires to give to us. It's by living out the gospel, living out the good news that Jesus desires for us.
Father Peter, you will be present at the Rosary Bowl this year. So if people want to find out more information, they'll find you there. You know, if they came up and had a visit with you, what does the Rosary Center have to offer for them?
Oh, so the Rosary, we offer opportunities for people to know more about the Rosary. So the Rosary Center, we have many books and pamphlets and rosaries to give to people to help them pray better. One of the things that a lot of people struggle with is distraction when they pray the rosary. Mm-hmm. So we have a book called Praying the Rosary Without Distractions. And so that's certainly a booklet that we will have available to give to people. We also accept prayer requests. For anyone who needs prayers through our website, through email or physical mail, by phone. And at the Rosary Center, we offer masses and we place these prayer intentions at the foot of the altar in our chapel. And we pray for all those who ask for our prayers.
Well, we look forward to Rosary Bowl. Again, that is coming up on October 2nd, and we invite all of our listeners to track down the Rosary Confraternity, and Father Peter Doe will be there on hand. Father Peter, before you go, will you please offer us your prayer and blessing?
Yes. Almighty God, we thank you for this day and for the gift of Mary, our mother, that you've given her to us, and that she herself has given us the gift of the Rosary. We ask that you help us to pray the rosary and to meditate on, contemplate the mysteries of Christ's life, death, and resurrection. May you bless each and every one of us today. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
That is Father Peter Doe. He is the prior at Holy Rosary Church in Portland and the director of the Rosary Center. I will be sure to add a link to where you can find their webpage and all kinds of information and resources that they offer. You're going to find the link on the podcast of this interview at materdeiradio.com.